Alright, so we have another Loose Keys project recap here. This time we're talking about the job OnSpot. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
I'm Jake Williams.
And I'm Chaz Fries.
So, the OnSpot job, it kind of took me a while to get my head around the service. Because the service isn't really for Americans. I learned quickly that in foreign countries, Europe, South America, they still use travel agents a lot.
Sure.
And so as an American who does everything online, orders tickets, books flights, travels, like this was just, I didn't understand why we needed travel agents anymore. But it makes a lot of sense if you don't speak the language and you're going to another place. It's so easy to go different countries over there that don't speak languages. So the service is this card you basically buy or you get from your travel agent. And they provide you with a number that you call, and if there's any issues with hotel booking or reservation somewhere, you can call this number rather than calling your travel agent who might not be available or just doesn't have access to the database that OnSpot might have access to. The client came to me and they loved Groupon. So the idea always is to try to reinvent Groupon. We don't want to do the same thing every time. Of course, the easiest way is colors, characters, and then coming up with different ways to move around from one scene to the other scene. And this video was broken up into two parts. We had a consumer video and a business video. Chaz worked on the consumer video.
Yes.
And I had boarded out the whole video before I handed it to you.
Yes.
Right? And this was the first job you worked on Loose Keys with, right?
Yeah. This is actually one of my first professional gigs, period. So
glad we could help with that.
Yeah. Just glad to be part of the team.
So I boarded it all out, and it was kind of, it's all way I typically do it is every comp is its own scene. And then kind of break it up from there if two comps need to become one, and then just kind of go with however the animator wants to make it work. How'd that process work for you? Did you find it easy to figure out?
There were some challenges. Like the first couple nights was like going through all the assets and seeing like how I could combine them, like what the transitions would be. And we did sit down and you kind of took me through the boards and said, I'm thinking, you know, this kind of thing for this shot and this kind of stuff for this. For this, use your best judgment. But for the most part, it was super organized and easy to work with.
And then most of the character animation, I think on that, and a lot of the ones we do are just all puppet tool.
Yeah.
Link up joints if you need them. It makes it pretty easy to move the characters around since they don't really, they walk a little bit in this video, but most of the time they're just usually pulling out something and then we transition to another scene.
Typing at a computer or pointing at something.
Yeah. But yeah, so you did the first video and then I did the second video and it was kind of interesting to see them come together, I guess, because it was two people working on the same video but different parts of it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, rather than a lot of the videos are maybe Jake and I each take like a few scenes and then they come back and combine them. This was like a whole video and then another video and they had to meld.
Sure.
Since I had built all the artwork and everything, it kind of worked out and there wasn't any like, oh my God, this is not how I would have animated it. And then we had to do translations for this video, which Jake handled the first round, which was Portuguese?
Right. Well, you went on vacation, so I sort of stuck with it. I didn't really have a choice. Yeah, I think this project, Chaz and Brad did most of the animation and design and stuff. I only had a hand in really essentially versioning most of it, right? I had to learn Portuguese, but I didn't, like, learn it. I learned enough to figure out that what I was saying was correct and not offensive. But I guess the challenge that I found was it wasn't so much that, changing the words was harder than I thought. I thought it would be just change the voiceover would be good, but a lot of stuff had to be retimed. So it turned out to take like an entire day where I thought it might be a half day because I'm suddenly going in and now I have to move keyframes, make sure things look okay. Still may have missed stuff, but like, for the most part, I think it matched up. Client was really helpful about getting back to me about certain ways things should be worded when they're written or spoken and helping me with those differences. So, and then, like you guys said, it's kind of two videos, but it's compressed into one. But then when they actually wanted the videos, it was like four different versions, right? So like each 1 minute and then a 2 minute of each language or something.
Right,
so.
Yeah. And yeah, doing the language translation, a lot of this video had text on screen.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, when they give us the script, like you said, saying stuff is different than writing stuff out. So we just kind of use Google Translate for a lot of that, unless
to rough it unless they corrected us.
Did you have somebody that was like a double checker, like in case Google Translate was wrong?
No, for the most part, I like that. That was the difficulty was I would do it and sort of guess and check and then send it to him and hope it was right. And then I'd get more changes and then like another change. And it was just small things back and forth that the client and we would miss. So
should have called a on-spot representative.
I should have called. Yeah. Should have looked up a Portuguese like Yelp review. That's what we would do, right? We would look up a review here, but they don't necessarily use that.
Right, yeah. But it was a fun video to do, just to always trying to reinvent that Groupon style, figure out different ways to do it, and yeah, and just figuring out the service, and it's neat working with a service you don't understand, really. Yeah. Maybe one that I would never use. A lot of the services and apps that we do videos for are something that we use and understand and can play with ahead of time. And this is kind of like, I will never see this in action.
It seemed helpful. Like, I've never traveled outside the country, but it frightens me to think if I did, I wouldn't be able to talk to anybody.
Right, yeah.
But if I had OnSpot,
right, you'd be,
I'd call him up and be like, hey, tell this guy I need a sandwich.
Your English-speaking travel buddy.
Yeah.
So any issues for you overall, besides just figuring things out?
Not really. It was pretty smooth. The hardest thing was getting her to get into that car.
Okay.
And I got it on the first pass, luckily. I just kind of tweaked it a bit, and luckily it read well enough to where I was like, all right, that looks good. I'm just going to play with the mask a bit. But yeah, that was the trickiest part, I think. There were a couple changes she wanted me to make. Like, I added, like, some wiggle on something.
Yeah.
That I went back and took off. But other than that, it was real smooth.
Yeah, some of those weird moves, like going into a car or just things you don't see very often are like, these people are not built to like bend down and sit in a car.
Well, there were a couple things I had to tweak, too, from like the original boards. Like, I don't think she was actually getting in the car in the boards, so I had to like duplicate the door and mask that out. But that didn't take long.
So. Right. So it's finding ways to hide it.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope that was helpful and maybe you got a little insight in how this project worked and issues we had. Maybe they help you if you're doing a similar project in the future. Mm-hmm. So, thanks.